This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Telephone number here at the station. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to hear from you right now. Our telephone number, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. We're going to be talking Social Security this morning, which is always a wildly popular topic for good reason. A lot of questions. So prime opportunity right now. Get you on the air with CJ and Malia, 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, Klaus. Klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. It's the Thursday before Labor Day, which means fresh pictures up as well. So check them out, Klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, how are we doing this morning?
Great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really good. Malia, how have you been?
Very good. I think we're off to the races with September 1st. Oh, wow.
It feels like we were just talking about getting into spring and summer. It always flies by. Great to be talking with both of you, CJ and Malia, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. A few great things about the program. Of course, the program itself, if you miss any part of it, you can always listen back at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can listen back to the podcast. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Online, klaasfinancial.com. The telephone number for Klaus Financial, 608-442-5637. Talked about a few great things about the podcast and the show. Of course, it's an opportunity to call Klaus Financial, and that first appointment's not going to cost you a thing. It's complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And one of the other fantastic things that goes on each and every week is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week, got a great prize from our friends at Klaus Financial, $25 gift card to Best Buy. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in today's program. Little tip, just listen closely. Typically, both question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question Week come up during each week's program. Before we start talking Social Security, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yes. So everyone, thank you for listening last week. We had a lot of great callers call in for our question, which was name one credit reporting company where you can check your credit report for free once every 12 months. And the correct answer came from Eola of New Glarus. She correctly answered TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. Those are the companies where you can check your credit report once per year for free. So thank you for calling in. Congratulations, and listen carefully for today's question.
And it was a very informative program last week, as always. You can always listen back at klaasfinancial.com. Just click on that green bar. It says Money in Motion Podcast. Click here to listen, and boom, you're there. As mentioned, we are talking Social Security this week, and I know it's an important thing, and we talk about it fairly regularly, and I've got to guess we all want to eventually collect benefits, but there are some things that we should know about, and what are things we should be concerned with as well if we're still working, and of course, how will that affect our benefits?
Yeah, so that's one of the areas we're going to focus today. Again, we circle back on this topic pretty often because it's going to impact, you know, just about every American. And so some of you who are younger listening are going, oh, that's so far off, and I heard it's underfunded. I don't need to worry about it. I would actually say slow your roll there a little bit. About 12 to 13% of your pay goes into the Social Security Trust Fund. I don't know about you, but if I had 12 to 13% of my pay going anywhere, I would want to know where it's going and if it's funded and what I should expect in the future. That's a pretty big nugget. Now, you may only be paying half of what's going into Social Security. If you're a W-2 employee, it means you pay half and your employer pays the other half. But this is part of what's known as the FICA withholding. So, long story short, we're going to talk about what if I, you know, get towards Social Security age, which we're going to talk about those ages in a moment, and I'm still working. How does that impact my ability to draw or when I should draw? So, again, if you're planning on drawing Social Security benefits and continuing to work at the same time and you want to know how that'll affect your Social Security benefit, that's what we're going to talk about today. But let's begin with when you should consider pulling your Social Security benefit. So what we're going to do is kind of lay the groundwork, and then Malia will pick up the ball here and talk about this a little bit further. But step one, you want to evaluate how much income your other investments and retirement accounts could bring you on a yearly basis, and whether you will have any part-time working income or spousal working income, And then you can figure out the best time for you and your family to start drawing those benefits. And when we say other investments, we're talking IRAs, pensions maybe, after-tax accounts. Basically, where are you going to get income in retirement from besides Social Security? So start there. Then step two is determine when your full retirement age is. So remember, we talked about full retirement age probably about once a quarter on this show, but your full retirement age is not the same as maybe your neighbor's. Okay, so full retirement age is actually a scale that represents when you are eligible to take your full benefit, at which time your working income will not be reduced if you're still working. I'm sorry, your working income will not affect your benefit, I should say. So full retirement age is a critical age for you to be aware of. You can go to ssa.gov and set up a login to view your own account, and you'll be able to see your full retirement age there. However, here's a quick reference for you. Anyone born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. If you were born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 plus some number of months, 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, you get it. If you were born after 1960, and you all can't see me right now, but I'm raising my hand because I was, then your full retirement age is 67, okay? Now, it's important to know that full retirement age because, again, once you get to that full retirement age or after, if you have working income and you're simultaneously drawing Social Security, you don't have an impact. You might pay tax, but you're not going to have any penalty or holdback of benefit. So some of you are going, what is he talking about? So let's dig into this a little bit. You can choose to take your benefit as early as age 62, or if you're a widow or widower, even as early as 60. But here's the key. You need to remember that your benefit will be reduced if you draw it before your full retirement age. So let's go through an example. If your full retirement age is 66, which means you were born between 1943 and 1954, and you decide to start receiving retirement benefits at age 62. So again, FRA is 66. I'm drawing at 62. We all know that your benefit will be less because you're younger. So you will get 75% of the monthly benefit because you're going to be receiving benefits, of course, for 4 years longer. At age 65, you would get 93.3% of your monthly benefit. So effectively, if you draw before your full retirement age, you are getting a lower benefit. But here's the kicker. If you take your Social Security benefit and you're still earning income, this is the key, then you're limited on how much you can earn before they start taking away your benefit. Some of you are going, really? I didn't know this. This is a big deal. So if you, those numbers, by the way, how much can I earn? So the answer is if you turn your full retirement age, let's say in 2022, you can earn up to about $52,000 before they start taking benefits away. And by the way, that $52,000 is up until the time you turn full retirement age. So this could be middle of the year, but I'm getting probably too deep into the weeds now. So about $52,000, and you go, well, what if I earn over that? And I start my Social Security benefit before my full retirement age. The answer is, well, for every $3 you go over that, they take $1 of benefit away from you. Now, that's if you turn full retirement age within a year. What if you're, say, 62 or 63? So you're a long ways away from FRA, but you're also earning, you're working somewhere and earning income. By the way, it is earned income. It's not passive income through rental properties, or it's not passive income through a pension. It's earned income. Well, then you're limited to about $19,560 of earnings before they start taking benefits away from you. And in this case, for every $2 above that limit, they take $1 of Social Security benefit away. So let me simplify this for you all, because you're going, whoa, holy smokes, what do I do? Let's put it simply. If you're going to earn more than about $20,000 a year, don't draw Social Security until you get to full retirement age. Okay? Boom. Just keep it simple, right? Keep it simple. Now, there's exceptions to this, and everybody loves to know what the exceptions are, but just for the purposes of this radio show, if you're going to earn more than $20,000 a year, don't draw Social Security until your full retirement age. There's a few exceptions. You do need to meet with your accountant, your financial advisor to get their, you know, their individual advice on this. But be cautious. You do not want to try to double dip, so to speak, meaning you're working and drawing benefits, only to come to find out that you just have to pay that all back to the Social Security Administration because you earn too much money.
Yeah, that
so there you go. There you go. That's the groundwork.
That really hurts having to pay that. Again, as you talk about the importance of working with your financial planner and, of course, understanding this stuff as you put these plans together. Planning is so vitally important for retirement. And our friends at Kloss Financial love to get to know you. All you got to do is pick a phone, give them a call, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. And if you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we would love to get you on the air this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Well, what happens if you reach your full retirement age and you still want to work? We'll get the details from Malia and we'll take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Got a couple of lines open for you. If you've got questions for CJ and Malia, love to hear from you this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about Social Security and talking about working when you're retired and what you need to know. And one of the questions I think a lot of people wonder is, what would happen then if I've reached my full retirement age and I still want to go to, I don't understand this, but I still want to work.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got a long ways till you hit that FRA.
Yeah.
So this is a great question. And, you know, again, if you don't have the knowledge of when your FRA, your full retirement age is, that is the starting point, as CJ mentioned. So make sure you understand what that age actually looks like for yourself. But yes, hallelujah, when you actually reach that age, be it 67 or 66 in a few months, there is no limit to your earnings. And so your Social Security benefit will not be affected. You can make, you know, $100,000 and it's not going to affect your Social Security benefit as long as you've reached that age. So the other good thing, too, is to realize that your benefit can actually grow as a result. So people think, well, once I start Social Security, there's no increase. I'm kind of locked in except for, cost of living increases, perhaps. But if you actually are still working or go back to work and you're making a good income, that could gradually affect your Social Security benefit in a positive way, which is a great thing. So keep that in mind. If you're looking to receive the highest dollar benefit, though, you still may want to consider waiting. So again, everyone's situation is different. It depends if there's other income coming into the household, perhaps by a partner, if there's other types of, if there's rental income, whatever it might be, there still may be reasons that you don't collect at full retirement age and you push it off till that age far, far away for Sean, age 70. And 70, if you wait till then, we've talked about this on the show before, you actually have the opportunity to collect what's known as DRCs or delayed retirement credits. So what the Social Security Administration does is they designed these delayed retirement credits to increase your benefit for those who wait beyond full retirement age before claiming. And what it does is it allows you to increase 8% per year until you start taking those benefits or until age 70. So there's usually no reason for anyone not to start Social Security at age 70 from a benefit standpoint for their Social Security, because you're not going to accrue the extra 8%. It's good to know that if you can wait longer, you will generally speaking, be the winner because you're going to have the highest benefit possible. So keep that in mind as you want to push that button, start my Social Security. You might want to delay slightly.
Although I think it's something like 5 to 8% of Americans wait till 70. So
don't
very
tell
few
them
people,
that.
I know. I think very few people actually do. We would love to see that number, that percentage creep up. Yeah.
It is important to know. And I know we've also talked about, and CJ, a little bit more on what you mentioned there. I know we've done previous shows talking about when people plan on retiring and when they actually do. Really insightful stuff from CJ and Malia this morning, as always. Don't forget, if you missed part of today's program or you want to listen back, maybe you want to listen back to some of the retirement planning shows we've done in the past, always head on over to klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can listen to the podcast. You can also give them a call, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. And Malia, the next question people I think have, I think is probably with a lot of us, the first question we have, which is taxes. Do I have to pay taxes on that Social Security benefit?
Yeah, so that's a really good question because a lot of people, they remember that, well, my parents, I don't think, had to pay taxes on their Social Security. So what are you talking about? Because now they're getting closer to retirement. And so if you go back almost 40 years ago, actually, Social Security was not taxable. But today, it's good to know that your Social Security, depending on where you live, may or may not be state taxable, but it is federally taxable. So that applies to everyone if you're living in the United States, right? Collecting Social Security. It is federally taxable under the following circumstances. So if you file a federal tax return as an individual and your combined income is between $25,000 and $34,000, you may have to pay income tax on up to 50% of your benefits. Not 50% tax, but you may have to pay tax on 50% of your benefits. And if you earn more than $34,000, up to 85% of those benefits may be taxable. Filing jointly, the range is you're going to, at 32 to 44,000, pay income tax up to 50%, more than 44,000 up to 85%. So again, that's federally taxable up to 85% of your income could be taxable. However, if you live in the following 12 states, those that do currently tax your Social Security, those include Colorado, Connecticut, and a whole host of others. Wisconsin's not on that list, nor is Illinois. So we've got some benefits here in our area, our region. At this point, your Social Security is not taxable. So that's a win, mm-hmm. Okay? But just know that you are going to deal with some taxes normally on the federal level.
I don't want to cast any aspersions, but I'm a little surprised that Illinois is taxed.
I know. Well, there's a lot of debt here. You know, like, what am I going to say?
Yeah, exactly. So great information from Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Learn more online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, do our Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also talk about when to apply for Social Security. We'll get those details next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Just moments away from your opportunity to win a $25 gift card to Best Buy. Before we get to that, though, as we're talking Social Security and all the great benefits and all the great things you need to know about Social Security, big question folks often have is, so I'm thinking about taking my benefit this year. How and when do I apply, and what is the earliest age I can receive benefits?
Yeah, so we mentioned this before, but you can receive benefits on your own record as early as age 62. Again, this won't be your highest possible benefit. If you're drawing at 62, that's before your full retirement age. So you have to be careful of earnings. And if you don't wait till age 70, you lose the DRCs, yada, yada, yada. But 62 is the earliest you can typically draw off of your own record. So then it's the question is, how can I apply? So you can file for retirement or spousal retirement benefits online. That's one option. You can go to ssa.gov and the first box on the left says online services. You click on that and then it'll bring you to a popular online services. And then you can click a button that says apply online. Or you can call Social Security. So that's kind of option two. Their number is 800-772-1213. Again, 800-772-1213. And you can call them with questions or contact them to actually try to apply. Or the last option is you can visit a local office, which is what a lot of people do to get signed up. So now, of course, that was how to apply. The next is when do I apply? And you can apply 4 months before you turn age 62 or 3 months before you want your benefits to begin. So once you've applied, it could take up to 3 months to receive that first Social Security benefit. So if you think of Social Security as this huge benefit, they're taking in a lot of money. So think of it as this huge crank. It takes a long for that crank to get going. Or maybe think of it as like a large train. It takes a long time to get that train moving. But once it's moving, it's also hard to stop it. So that's kind of a way to visualize Social Security. It might take a while for that benefit to begin after you apply. But once it's going, and then it becomes pretty much automatic in the background.
You mean to tell me this is a government agency that runs?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're looking, I mean, to be quite frank, if any of us were running an organization that, you know, benefited 100 million people, it's going to take a little bit of time for us to get these things done.
Yes. Really good stuff this week, as always, from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program or want to listen back to previous shows, you can also learn more about Kloss Financial all on their website. Fantastic website, Kloss Financial. Financial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number is 608-442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, and if you are the first caller with the correct answer to call Kloss Financial's office at 608-442-5637. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. True or false? Once you have reached full retirement age, FRA, according to Social Security, there is no limit to your earnings and your SS benefit will not be affected. True or false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with correct answer, win that $25 gift card to Best Buy. And again, don't forget that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it is always great hanging out with you guys. Yeah, enjoy this beautiful September morning.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
News is next here on 1310 WIBA.